News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
A German tourist has managed to set what for many will be a fabulous precedent. He has won a payout of more than 900 euro for being unable to get a sun lounger at the pool because other people were putting towels down at 6 o'clock in the morning. Simon Calder has been reporting on this. He's travel correspondent with The Independent. Simon, what was this man's case?
Well, he said, look, it's basically a human right. If you book a holiday, then you should have a sunbed and you should be able to enjoy with your family lying by the pool. And particularly if you get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and organise that for your family. But he said that even if he did do that in his beautiful Spanish resort, he wasn't able, unfortunately, to get a sunbed, and therefore the court says, well, you have hundreds of euro back, and the travel company really should have done better. The hotel should make sure that there are sufficient sunbeds for everybody.
It will strike fear in the hearts of travel agents, I assume, if they are now going to be held financially responsible for the provision of sunbeds by hotels they don't run.
That, exactly the opposite, in fact. What they should be doing, I believe, is actually monetizing this, and they should be saying, along with the hotel, right, we know, we've got a map of the various sunbeds, we know where they are, you can book one in advance, 6 months ahead of your trip, and that's yours all week or all fortnight. You can rely on having that. If they don't want to do that, then I've come up with an app which will work out where all the sunbeds are, and you actually drop a virtual towel on that. I've got the working title of Towel Magic, but it stops all those battles, because you can just say, look, here we are. It's very clear that I've reserved this sunbed. And if you need a lot more sunbeds, then go and get them, or just price the holiday makers so that price the sunbed so that you manage demand. Yes, it's tough for holiday makers, but if you want to avoid sunbed wars, is the only way forward.
Simon, it's a delight to get to talk to you while you're still a working journalist before the millions have landed from your app creations and you're too high and mighty. What is it that stops people arriving down to find towels on a sun lounger and taking the towels off?
Well, because that creates all kinds of problems, because you do not know, particularly if it's a crowded pool, you don't know if I've just plunged in for do a quick few lengths, or whether I'm actually still having breakfast and I've just got up early, left the towel there, and I'll be coming back later. And unless you're going to have armed police, but certainly security enforcing this, well, that's why you've got to have a dedicated sunbed all week, and then the arguments, we hope, will stop. And the hotels will do well, travel industry will do well, people will be happier if they are, like this German fellow, very keen on making sure that they are getting the optimum chance to relax in the sun without any of the stress, because you don't want stress, you're on holiday, for goodness sake.
Simon, best of luck with the app. Hope it makes you millions. Thank you for your time this morning. Simon Calder, travel correspondent with The Independent. If you have a view, 53106 or 087-1400-106 on WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.